books. But Barry Weiss, former editor at the New York Times, said, she said, if you engage in wrong speak or wrong think, you will face what she called the digital thunderdome. They will come. They will come after you. They'll come after your family. They'll harass your employer. And this is making Americans afraid to speak out, afraid to exercise your most fundamental liberty, your right to speak and to speak in a political nature. This is what they're attacking. And it is as wrong can be.
A report showing how Louisiana State mishandled sexual assault complaints is being made public. LSU President Tom Galligan calling it painful.
We've been forced to take a hard look in the mirror, and to be perfectly clear, we don't like what we see.
The report found the school intentionally made it complicated to report abuse. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
It's dry night tonight, followed by a partly cloudy to mostly sunny afternoon Friday. Once again, there's a chance of that overnight patch of fog that might be dense. 50s. Friday afternoon goes to a high of lower 70s. Chance of showers coming in Friday night, Saturday, with a cool front coming down. Highs of lower 70s. Cooler with clearing Saturday night, drops to the 50s. A cooler Sunday, some clouds come back. Late day scattered showers, the highs in the 60s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
A single car accident victim can require as many as 100 pints of blood. That's why the American Red Cross needs you to donate blood today. Make an appointment or find the nearest blood drive by visiting www.redcross.org. The American Red Cross needs you to donate blood today. Make an appointment or find the nearest blood drive by visiting www.redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
The Mayhaw is the craft cocktail bar located in the historic St. Rock Market. Join us every day for happy hour from 4 to 7 p.m. and weekly specials like Tiki Tuesdays, Whiskey Wednesdays, and Thrifty Thursdays. The Mayhaw offers local craft brews and a robust and ethically sourced wine selection for enjoyment with your meal on the patio or for carryout. The Mayhaw is excited to present Mayhaw Mobile, a cocktail, beer, and wine delivery service. Learn more at strochmarket.com.
Hi there, Cindy Clark here. Join me Mondays at 7 p.m. for Dinner Time Table Talk about good food, goodwill, and good news. Relax and get insight from well-known faith and community leaders. Together we can say farewell to 2020. At Table Talk, we'll feed our body, soul, and spirit, and look forward to good news in 2020. Thank you to our Table Talk sponsors, Genduce's Italian Market, Shortstop Po' Boys, Sammy's Food Service and Deli, and Parish Coffee. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Monday at 7 with Cindy Clark.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on the new WGSO.com website. Make sure you head over there, check it out. There's all kinds of new content, and you can find out about us becoming a not-for-profit station and about our 75 for 75 campaign and how you can get involved. And Mike, you're here tonight, right?
Yes, I am.
Oh, there you are. So before we get moving into the topics of the day, so had a gentleman yesterday. I was standing out on the street, like I normally do, just wander aimlessly around the CBD while I'm supposed to be working. But this guy asked me if there was any apartments around here, and I told him what I knew. And apparently he was displaced from Lake Charles, and the government is giving them $1,800 a month towards rent. Is that something that you've heard of?
I have not heard of that. I know that if you have home insurance, generally you'll have a cost of living benefit that gives you X amount, you know, depending on which way, what company you're with, and what policy you have and all that. I had not heard that the federal government, or the government, regardless, you know, federal or state, was giving people money. That actually makes me feel a little bit better, because I've talked to a lot of people that are in a very, very bad situation, and at least somebody is helping them out.
Yeah.
I've spoken with so many people that don't have insurance, or their insurance is through FEMA, which, for everybody out there, if your insurance is through FEMA, change it now. Figure out what to do, how to go with, you know, Allstate or USAA, or you're one of the big insurance companies, because FEMA will not pay. And if they do, it'll take years, literally 3 to 4 years, for your situation to be back to normal.
Wow. That's crazy. And I'd never heard of anything like that. But, you know, of course, I've never really been through, well, went through the hurricane last year. But other than that, that was the only one I've ever been through. So I've never had to deal with anything like that. So that was interesting. And he also told me that, I guess, like, he was looking for a place for his friend, but he was living around the corner, and apparently the rent there was more expensive, but they negotiated it down, so the government, and I can completely see why they would do something like that, because they know the government's going to pay them, and so they're more willing to negotiate down on a situation like that. But yeah, I just thought that was interesting, and you were the guy to shed some light on that, so... And also, since you're a LSU alum and rabid LSU Tiger fan, you're also the guy to shed some light on what's the latest with the Les Miles saga.
Yeah, and I was a rabid Les Miles fan until this report came out.
Yeah.
LSU, they've been, you know, they hired a law firm. I'm assuming it's called Hush Blackwell, Hoosh Blackwell, something like that.
Well, I was going to say, that's awful ironic, isn't it?
Yeah, I thought the exact same thing. Once I actually thought about how to say it, I was like, wow, well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Because the report that all of this is based on was from 2013. Les Miles was apparently sexually harassing the student workers that worked with the football team. And he... was basically, the LSU knew about it, the athletic department knew about it, and he should have been fired. There's emails from Joe Oliva to a number of different people in that work with the athletic department, where he was saying, you know, look, guys, we really need to fire him. At one point he said, and I don't have it pulled up, so this is not verbatim, but I believe in innocent until proven guilty. But from everything we've seen, I feel that he's guilty of all of these things. And should we fire him? And he said, I really feel like we should fire him. And from the way those texts or emails, whatever they were worded, it really feels like he wanted Miles to be fired, but he was kind of overruled. There were enough people behind him saying, no, we can't do it, that he became overruled. And like I said, I've always loved Les Miles, even with the fact that he, you know, as far as the football is concerned, you know, he got stagnant and didn't work out. I've always thought that he was a good guy. Well, apparently not, because all of the things that I've read, it's basically, you know, he did this, you know what I mean? It's still allegedly, because he hasn't been to court over it, but the athletic department and Coach Miles, their attorneys got together and decided, look, we're going to keep this entire thing under wraps. Literally the only way to have access to the paperwork, that all the stuff in the 2013, the conclusion of the 2013 investigation, was to go to one of the two law firms. They made a decision that that was where it was going to be unless there was a court order to release the papers. And we don't have time to go into it right now, but the woman that
well, we can take a break, and if you want to, and then we can come back to it. You want to do that?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, well, we'll take a break and we'll come back and talk more about what Les Miles has been up to. So you're listening to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. And I promise you, I did not intentionally play this song. It's Shame Shame by the Foo Fighters. We'll be back with more after this. I'll be the one, be the tongue that will swallow you. Shame, shame.
Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
Alex Jones.
I have believed from the very beginning these are real grassroots uprisings all over the Middle East, North Africa. But when the globalists came out and bragged that they were behind El Baradei and others and are trying to take credit for it, clearly they knew that these rebellions were coming, so they triggered it to make sure their people got in. So I think everybody who's been looking at this from different perspectives has been right.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones.
Weekdays at 1 on WGSO.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
It's America's entertainment pop culture talk show, and it's here on WGSO 990 AM. Hi, this is Douglas Viviani. Join us for Everything Old is New Again every Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Thursday afternoon for our fifth season of In the Paint, talking New Orleans Pelicans basketball throughout the season live at world-famous R&O's Restaurant in historic Bucktown from 1 to 2 p.m.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a non-profit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
All right, we're back with more of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com and, of course, on the TuneIn app wherever you choose to find it. We're talking about Les Miles and the recent allegations of sexual misconduct that that happened, didn't happen just in 2013. It happened, it'd been going on for quite some time. I think, was it 2007 is when some of this started to come to light?
Yeah, then 2013, 20, 17, I want to say. The part we were talking about was 2013. But, yeah, this has been an ongoing issue with LSU.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about it just a little while ago. I was like, you know what? I feel like the problem is that the LSU athletic department is going to be run by 60 and 70-year-old guys. And they grew up in a different time. You know, they grew up in a time when these kinds of things were, you know, for people older, you know, these kinds of things were okay, unfortunately. But then a lot of them, these things were just kind of swept under the rug. They don't realize that that's not the world we live in today. Mm-hmm. Well, it just so happens, probably an hour or so after that, I found an article by the Baton Rouge Business Report titled, "Will LSU Really Change Following Sexual Misconduct Report?" And the article is talking about how they finally set up an office of civil rights and Title IX, basically to be able to process all these kinds of things. But the last paragraph was the part that was the most poignant to me. It says, at least one former victim of sexual assault is skeptical. At the start of today's board meeting, former student and sexual abuse victim Caroline Schroeder blasted the board for the way it has handled Title IX issues. And her quote is, I'd like to express how little faith I have in this board to do the right thing today or in the months to come, Schroeder says. This meeting was not called out of the goodness of your heart. We are here because a national newspaper published a story in November of last year, which created a bit of a public relations problem for you. This is the only reason you are here now, pretending to resolve this issue. And that part really hit me. And then on top of that, Vern Ausberg and somebody else at Vern Ausberg's one of they're both high up people in LSU athletic department. Ausberg was suspended without pay for 1 month. The other person for 21 days. Really? That's that's your punishment for not reporting that a woman was sexually harassed. And this is only one woman that I've read about. I'm sure there's got to be more. I mean, there was an article that I read and I sent it to you. Reading what that woman said, it killed me. I mean, it broke my heart for her.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to find her name. See, Sharon Lewis is the director of football. It doesn't say the woman's name, but a woman, one of the student workers went to her and said, hey, this is what happened. And literally nothing happened about it. The LSU did investigate it a little bit whenever whoever it was reported to. I think probably Joe Oliva. He started the interview, or excuse me, the investigation, and but he didn't do it the way it was supposed to. He was supposed to go straight to the SEC Title IX office. He didn't do that, and then a couple other people got involved, and then the whole thing just kind of went silent. That was it, and none of this came out until November of last year when USA Today released a report saying all of this happened. And that's when LSU had to go into firefighting mode, if you will, and hire old Hush Blackwell. And now all of this is coming to light. And with all of the things that I've read about this, absolutely nothing has brought up what has happened since with Darius Geis and with Drake. I can't remember his – not Drake, the rapper. But the wide receiver.
I don't remember his first name.
Yeah, and there have been numerous other things that have also been swept under the rug since then, and I can see LSU having a huge setback from all of this.
Oh yeah, yeah, and just from according to this report, that you know, some of the quotes from Les Miles is just absolutely ridiculous. Let's see, that he only wanted, quote unquote, what was it? Let me find it. I want to find it so I can read it verbatim. He allegedly attempted to sexualize a staff of students working for the LSU football team in 2012, allegedly demanding he wanted blondes with the big boobs and pretty girls. Wow. And, you know, there's something else that I was thinking about whenever I read this. And, some, you know, his response that, you know, he never did any of this, which, whatever. You know, that's not for you or I to decide whether he did or didn't. But his response was that he was mentoring these young women. You know, and here's where I have a problem, and I'm not trying to be sexist, but how many we'll just say blondes with big boobs and pretty girls are wanting to be mentored by Les Miles?
Well, and I did have that thought for a minute. And I was like, some of them are going to want to be mentored by him.
Right.
And, you know, you can't use that to take away from what happened to the woman in the report. But at the same time, there are going to be some of them who
I mean, maybe you misunderstood me. His take on it as mentoring them, I think, is complete BS. I'm not saying that the girls were making it up. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying his response, saying that he was quote unquote mentoring him, is ridiculous. Because my point is that if you're going with the stereotype that he's looking for here, how many of those girls are there that are wanting to be mentored by him? You know, it's just, you know, that's not obviously not the deal. And give me a break whenever you say something like that. Just doesn't even make sense.
That's basically code for, hey, I was sexually harassing them, but I mentoring them.
Right. You know, the thing that's really surprising to me, and I'm sure that Kansas is in, they're reeling right now for, you know, what the hell to do. But the fact that they really haven't said anything.
And I did see, I don't remember what article it was. I've read 30 of them today. But I did see at the end of one article, they said, we got in touch with the University of Kansas, and they said that they are reviewing the situation, basically. So depending on where this goes, he may lose his job there because of this.
Yeah, I would assume. I mean, you just can't. It's a PR nightmare. If he, you know, if he's found to have done all these allegations, and there's no way that you can possibly keep him on your staff, you know, that would have been like the, you know, I mean, it's not, it's apples and oranges, it's all bad, but you know, like the situation in Penn State at Penn State, if you'd have kept you know, some of those guys around that had known about the situation, what was going on there, there's no way possible you can keep anybody like that on staff. Even if they were indirectly involved, you know, and knowing of the situation and not doing anything about the situation is indirectly involved. You weren't the one who did it, but you're the one that turned your back to it. And there's going to be quite a bit of fallout, I believe, to this.
Yep. And one thing that I hate, you know, from my personal point of view, and leaving out all of the things that happened to the woman or women that this happened to, you know, leaving that aside for just a second, mm-hmm. I've always loved Les Miles until today. Yeah. He always kind of came across as that goofball uncle that likes to get drunk at the family picnic and tell goofy jokes. Well, apparently that is not who he is at all. And I have a completely different view of him today than I did yesterday.
Yeah, it's sad, and it's unfortunate, and you know, I feel bad for the girls that are involved in this and have to go through all that, and especially in a situation where nothing's being done because, you know, that's a situation where he's the most powerful person in in LSU athletics at the time, so. All right, well, we got to run. Let's take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about some good things that are happening at LSU and maybe some Saints stuff, too, and some Pels. So we'll be back after this.
If you are or know of a veteran, first responder, senior citizen, or disabled person who lives in Louisiana and was affected by any hurricane this year, please listen carefully. MDR Disaster Relief and Veterans Outreach, in conjunction with FEMA and local authorities, is providing household items, construction materials, and home repair assistance, all at no charge. To learn more, please contact Joe at 717-623-0164 or Kim at 717-255-9168 or ask your department to call. Again, the numbers are 717-623-0164. That's 717-623-0164 or 717-255-9168. That's 717-255-9168. MDR is here for you.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
When there's a battle, bring strength.
When there's a problem, seek answers.
When there is doubt, give hope.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day. And you can be part of this battle too.
Visit standuptocancer.org to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Taylor Sharp. LSU suspends two high-ranking athletic officials without pay as a result of a report on how the school mishandled allegations of sexual and domestic assault. Deputy Athletic Director Virge Osberry received a 30-day suspension, while Senior Associate AD Miriam Seeger received 21 days. LSU Interim President Tom Galligan says,
"This is an example of serious institutional failure. But people also made mistakes we cannot ignore. That cannot and must not go unaddressed."
Osberry and Seeger will be required to go through training on sexual misconduct, domestic violence, and more. Early voting in the New Orleans, River Parishes, and North Baton Rouge-based 2nd Congressional District begins tomorrow. Political analyst Clancy Dubose says there's two clear frontrunners in New Orleans Democratic lawmakers Karen Carter Peterson and Troy Carter. But there's a strong third candidate in Baton Rouge activist Gary Chambers,
who is mounting a very serious and very high-energy campaign. He is kind of the unpredictable factor here.
LRN.
Battery power made by steel. From trimmers and mowers to chainsaws and blowers, steel battery tools are exactly what you need to tackle your to-do list. Whether you need to maintain your yard or completely transform your landscape. Shop online for the Steel AK Homeowner Series starting at just $199.99. Pick up at over 10,000 local steel dealers. Real steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com.
The 2021 Honda Pioneer lineup is here to make light work of the job and add a heavy dose of fun to your day off. Every Pioneer side-by-side is stocked full of smart technology, responsive power, and Honda's hallmark of engineering excellence. The only thing left to add is you. Then you'll understand how life is better on a Honda. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection, always wear your seatbelt, and keep the side nets and doors closed. Pioneers are for drivers 16 years and older.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
We understand during this time it is crucial that your customers feel safe coming to your business. Sir Speedy can help with signs and barriers to promote personal safety. From window and floor graphics to sneeze guards and branded face masks, we can help. Sir Speedy New Orleans, together we can do more. Find us on the web at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com or call us at 504-586-9812.
Hi, I'm Pat Swilling. One of the things I love about Louisiana is its beautiful natural landscapes and its unique sceneries. Let's preserve it. Please don't trash Louisiana with propane cylinders that are no longer certified. Bring these cylinders to your propane dealer so that they may dispose of them safely. Be a saint, and let's keep Louisiana beautiful.
This safety message is brought to you by the Louisiana Liquefied Petroleum Gas Commission and the Louisiana Propane Industry.
Back to the Something to Say radio show. You know, the other day I was listening to some John Lennon music, and one of the songs that came on was Just Tell Me Some Truth. And I'll tell you what, that song works so well for everything that we, you know, with the society we live in today. I plan on adding it to our playlist because it's that good. And I'm like, wow, wonder what he would have thought of everything that that happens these days.
Ooh, that'd have been some fun conversations.
I can only imagine. And, so before we get into, to the rest of the, to LSU baseball and the Pels, what you got going on this weekend?
I am going to light the fire pit tomorrow night. I think the temperature is going to be 45, something like that. Mm-hmm. Probably the last time that it's going to be that cold, you know, cold enough to be able to light a fire mm-hmm. for this season. So, hey, you know what? I got massive amounts of wood from all the stuff that fell out.
Hey, easy.
See, I wouldn't even go there. I have massive amounts of firewood.
Yeah.
Because of everything that fell out of the trees for because of the big freeze, the ice apocalypse. Mm-hmm. So I figured I'd go ahead and light the fire pit and burn a bunch of stuff and get drunk around the fire.
Well, there you go. Sounds like a hell of a plan. I have a whole evening planned whenever I get out of here. I got to stop and pick up pizza. And I'll tell you how good of a husband I am. I thought that the new Coming to America was released today, and it was actually released yesterday, and she was at work, and there was nothing to watch because the Pelicans were we'll talk about that, but again, there was nothing to watch, and I saw that was actually released yesterday, and I didn't watch it. I waited. I was a good husband.
Brendan is gonna be very happy with you.
I know. So I got a big evening of that, and the finale of WandaVision. We gotta watch that too. So big evening at the Rust House.
I need to get started on that one. I've recently figured out that there is a way to be able to watch it. And so, yeah, I'm not going to go any more into that. But yeah.
Well, the only advice I'll give you on it is you have to give it a few episodes, because the first three episodes, I had no idea what was happening.
I generally tend to watch shows like that. So I usually three or four episodes is usually my go-to before I make a judgment on a show. So
yeah, and so yeah, and the Blues are on tonight too. So I think what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna put the Blues game on my phone, and then we can eat pizza and watch the movies on television. So I can check out everything at one time.
All right.
So. Speaking of the Pelicans and why I said that there wasn't much to watch last night, Zion sat out the game because of an injured toe, but I really think it was because they played back-to-back games, to be honest with you, and they just wanted to give him some rest, and because he's perfectly fine to play in the All-Star game on Sunday. So they certainly missed him because they scored a whopping 15 points in the first quarter last night, and it just wasn't good from Jump Street, and I'll be honest, I lost interest in it, and I don't even remember what I flipped it over to. I think I started watching reruns of Two and a Half Men, so that's how interesting the game was last night. Brandon Ingram had 17 points. He led the Pels in scoring. Josh Hart had 12. Steven Adams 15, and Nikhil Alexander Walker had 13. Really not much to write home about. It's such a roller coaster ride watching those guys that you just never know. You never know what you're going to get with them. So, but like I said, there's some good news out of Baton Rouge. I haven't actually watched any LSU baseball yet this year.
To be honest, I'm actually glad that I did not watch the game today because this was one of the worst baseball games LSU has had literally since either 2001 or 1994, depending on how you look at it. They lost 22-7 to Oral Roberts.
Are you sure that wasn't a football score?
It feels like it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's one touchdown to three with a 2-point conversion. But and I wouldn't even know Oral Roberts was a baseball team, let alone a school, if LSU didn't play them every other year or so. But Oral Roberts, after this game, they are now 3-6 on the season. LSU is 8-2, and the weirdest thing is what you have been alluding to with LSU being one of the best teams in the country for home runs.
Yeah, leading the country with 21.
Yes, and in the article it says that LSU has not had this many runs, home runs, this early in the season since 1997. What, 97? I don't know if it was exactly 97, but that team, so 97, 98, something like that, they set the NCAA record for home runs that season. This is the first time they've had this. They're tied for through this point of seven games for with 22. They have 22 now. They had 22 in 1997. I mean, really?
Wow.
But then now they lose 22-7. They've only given up 26 runs all season.
Wow.
Before this game.
That's crazy. Well, I was a little disappointed whenever I saw the, and granted it's spring training, but I was a little disappointed whenever I saw the score of the Cardinals and Astros game yesterday. Talk about a football score. Houston won by 2 touchdowns and the Cards didn't even get on the board. So 14-0. However, I did see though that, one of the Astros pitchers broke his ring finger yesterday. So, and he actually he was probably the best pitcher that was on the Astros in the Astros rotation last year.
He was definitely the surprise breakout of the year for last year. And it's Framber Valdez.
Yeah, that's it.
And if he can't play, the initial report was that he's going to have surgery and he won't be able to play this season. So they're in the process of getting a second opinion, and that by the time we started doing the show, I hadn't seen anything about it. And then you've got Jordan Alvarez is still out, and just because of his knee surgeries he had last year, and then Alex Bregman he tweaked his hamstring, and he tweeted at one point, said if this was the regular season I'd be playing, but you know, we're being careful. But yeah, so they're both out. They haven't done anything during spring training. But yeah, with Valdez, if he's out all season, that's gonna definitely throw a kink in the Astros season.
Yeah, absolutely it will. But you know, like we were talking about the other day, that Jake Orodozie is still available, so it might be time to start talking to some of these free agents that are still out there, and he would be a great addition to the Astros.
Yep.
So yeah, we'll see what direction they go, and I guess they'll have to wait until they get that second opinion. But let's see. Saints continue to make some tinkering moves. They restructured Will Lutz's contract today. He had signed a 5-year, $20.25 million extension prior to the 2019 season and was due $4.7 million against the salary cap this year, or I'm sorry, 2020 and 2021, or I'm sorry, 2021, 2022, and $4.75 million. In the final year of his deal. So I guess slowly but surely we're trying to get that number down. I guess this would put us down into the 50 million mark, somewhere in that area where that we're over the cap. But you're still gonna have to make more moves. And it was sad to see Thomas Morstead have to make an exit, because you know what a nice guy and what a great dude that guy is, and what a great person for the community.
Yeah, I actually saved a few pictures on my phone of, you know, pictures of saying, oh, Morstead's been released, because that's the kind of thing I want to be able to go back through my phone and remember, because I was actually very sad.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the rest of the country is looking at us going, why in the hell are y'all sad that y'all released a punter, right, but y'all don't know who Thomas Morstead is?
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you what, the thing that epitomized Thomas Morstead was the Minnesota Miracle, and when a lot of the Saints players just walked off the field because they didn't think that you had to kick the extra point, and they had to bring people back. He actually lined up to try to block that kick when it didn't matter if you did or if you didn't. You know, I think that speaks volumes to the type of guy that he is. And he said he's not done, and he plans on playing somewhere else. And you know, wish him all the best.
Exactly. And I got to say, one of the things that made me love him even more, I mean, he'd been on the team for years and loved him before this, but going to Saints practice and him being one of the few people who will actually stop and have a conversation with you.
Yeah.
I we had a conversation about me living in Houston, about me living in Sugarland, and him being from Pearland, which is not too far away. And that conversation lasted 5 or 6 minutes, which when they're trying to get back inside to go do the rest of their practice, that is an extremely long time. And that he went from extremely high in my book to as high as you can possibly be after that.
Absolutely. And they're still in the worst position relative to the salary cap in the NFL, even with these moves. So I don't know. Are they going to be able to make a move and get Russell Wilson? I don't know. But I did see an article that the Seahawks are answering. See, it keeps like incrementally getting closer to the fact that they're going to trade him, because before it was they weren't hearing anything of it. They weren't going to trade him. Nothing. Then it's, well, there's four teams that he's approved a trade to, but we're not going to trade him. And now it's they're answering calls about inquiries on trading him, but they're still not going to trade him. Like, come on, guys. You know, at what point are you just going to owe up to him and be like, okay, you know, if he's unhappy, he's got to go. It just doesn't make any sense. But apparently the Bears have been all in on trying to get him. So we'll see how that works out.
Considering the Bears have literally had one quarterback in their entire history that has made the Pro Bowl. Yeah, I can see them not wanting to draft a quarterback.
Mm-hmm. They're not too good at it.
No, they're not. So, Tim Tebow is a good.
Yeah, well, you know, he's retired from the Mets now. Maybe he can go play for them.
Yeah, he's got plenty of time for football.
Yep. So, all right, we should take a break so we can come back and wrap the week up with some Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. So we'll be back with more of the Something to Say radio show after this.
Today, 16 years ago, it was you and I for the last time. When Gertie said, with a smoke ring round your heads, you would see me on the other side. Come on and all you want more, come on and open your door. After it all you'll find out, you were always one of us. Act like you don't remember, you said we'd live forever.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue.
We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerini locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
A very smart financial person once said there are five G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Gold and Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Benz Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Benz Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
We understand during this time it is crucial that your customers feel safe coming to your business. Sir Speedy can help with signs and barriers to promote personal safety. From window and floor graphics to sneeze guards and branded face masks, we can help. Sir Speedy New Orleans, together we can do more. Find us on the web at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com or call us at 504-586-9812.
As an organ donor, your story doesn't have to end. The good in you can live on. In fact, you could save up to 8 lives with your gifts. Your heart could keep beating. Your kidneys could keep filtering. And your intestines could keep on digesting for others. And that's not all. You can improve the lives of 50 more people as an eye and tissue donor, restoring sight and health. And you're not just helping out the person receiving the transplant. You're touching whole families with your life-saving gift. Register in minutes. Just go to organdonor.gov. You'll be happy you did. And just maybe, someone else will be happy too. Sign up today. Go to organdonor.gov. It saves lives. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Welcome back to the Something to Say radio show, and it's that time of the week, the last segment of the week, so we need to get to some Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. What do you say, Mike?
I like it. That's my favorite segment of the week. All right. Before I get started reading the article that I have, and I gotta say, it's a doozy. There, over on the right side, there's other articles from this same website, and one of them is really throwing me off. It says, Rudy Giuliani's daughter Caroline graphically details why she loves threesomes. And that is just messing with my head so bad because it's Rudy Giuliani in the title. I don't know. I haven't read it. I don't know if it's something that's worth reading. But so to get to the one that's even more insane than what I just read, Spanish rapper reportedly chops off roommate's penis for social media video.
Of course.
And I read this article a while ago, and it made my stomach turn. I was like, oh, God, I cannot read this. And Jesse basically told me, you have to read this. And I'm pretty sure that was her passive-aggressive way of saying, don't ever cheat on me. So anyway, a Spanish rapper is accused of hacking off his roommate's penis with a 12-inch kitchen knife as part of a gruesome attempt to get attention on social media, according to reports.
Wow.
Aaron Beltran, I guess, allegedly made a deal with Andrew Breach, an Oxford-educated British teacher, to amputate his manhood, with Breach agreeing to pay a fee depending on how many times a video was shared on YouTube, the Independent reported. The payout ranged from £173, or about $240, to a maximum of £2,164, or about $3,000, according to the report. Beltran now faces 4.5 years behind bars if convicted of carrying out the grisly act in Zaragoza, Spain in March 2019, the newspaper reported. On the afternoon of March 8th, just before 7:15 p.m., when both men were in the victim's bedroom, Andrew tied his pajama cord around the bottom of his penis to avoid hemorrhaging. And I'm hurting just reading this. The indictment reads, the accused, who sat on a chair in front of him, cut his penis with a 12-inch kitchen knife, which was never found because the accused got rid of it. A police officer told the court in eastern Spain that he found Breach, 35, who taught at a local language academy, bleeding heavily after the gory stunt. Another officer said Breach had wanted to sever his penis because he did not feel like he was completely male. When interviewing the victim in hospital, he told us the accused cut off his penis. Andrew said he did not feel 100% a man and wanted to get rid of his penis, the cop told the court. He agreed on a deal with the accused to pay him 200 pounds or 200 euros, which would depend on how many views the video of the amputation received on YouTube. It was done on the basis of hits, the cop added. Surgeons managed to reattach the penis, which is now fully functional, according to the Independent. Breach spent 3 weeks in the hospital and then returned to the UK. Prosecutors admit the amputation was consensual, but argued Beltran still bears criminal responsibility. Meanwhile, Breach claimed in court he had cut off his own penis, contradicting his sworn statement that Beltran was responsible. I cut off my own penis. I was unwell. It was myself, he said, adding that he felt pressure from police to blame his roommate. Police denied the claim. So, there you go.
Wow. Wow. You know what? Unfortunately, while you were reading that one, it made me think of the Shania Twain song, I Feel Like a Woman.
I bet he does now.
Yeah, I guess that's what he wanted. Good for him. That's what makes him happy. Or her now, I guess. Whatever.
Who am I to touch?
So we only got just a short bit of time, so... don't you hate it when you get you eat Cheetos or Doritos and you get that stuff all over your fingertips?
Exactly what article you're talking about. I read that earlier. I like it.
Yeah, so quote-unquote Cheeto residue helps Tulsa police arrest suspected burglar. In Tulsa, Oklahoma, everyone has seen or experienced the leftover dust from Cheetos on their fingers or stuck in their teeth. Tulsa police officers recognized the Cheeto remnants Friday night while investigating a burglary. Police were called about a woman breaking into a home with two children inside near 67th Street and Sheridan around 8 p.m. on Friday. Officers found that the suspected burglar had pried the screen off of a window of the home to get inside. Police say she left without stealing anything or hurting anyone. However, the police also said that they found a bag of Cheetos and a water bottle on the floor near the open window, leading them to believe the person they were looking for dropped them on the way out. The victim identified as Sharon Carr, as the woman believed to have broken into the home. Police say the Cheeto residue in Carr's teeth further linked her to the crime. As a good reminder, the Cheeto dust can be pretty hard to get rid of, the Tulsa Police Department wrote on Facebook. She's facing charges of first-degree burglary. And only thing I have to say is, if you remember the old Cheetos commercials, it ain't easy being cheesy.
That was one of the ones I wanted to read if I had not found the cut off the penis.
Right. All right, that's going to do it for us. We're out of here. Have a great weekend, everybody. Tune in to the Fridays from the Funky Uncle. It'll be on here in just a couple minutes at funkyuncle.live. And until then, we'll play Gloria. For more Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student.